This is the Dog Pro You podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe. All right, let's get real for a second. Look, if you're a dog trainer and you're constantly saying things like, you know, I'm not in it for the money. Well, then what exactly are you in it for? Because here's the cold truth. Money is not some evil thing, and it doesn't make you a bad person. It's a tool, it's a resource, it's a vehicle for creating change. And if you're serious about making an impact in this industry, then getting past the money guilt is the first step. Because far too many people misunderstand what wealth actually represents. Wealth isn't about, it's not just about cash in the bank. It's about the ability to make choices that lead to a positive change. Because without financial resources, your options are always going to be limited. Money is freedom. It gives you the ability to expand your influence, to create solutions, to leave a meaningful legacy behind. And if you really think about it, avoiding money is almost like avoiding your own true potential and your own true impact that you can make in other people's lives. It's not money itself that's holding you back. It's the belief that you can't want more of it without sacrificing your integrity. But that belief, it's just a myth, and it's stopping you from reaching your fullest potential. And look, I get it. Somewhere along the line, someone convinced you that wanting to have a lot of money was somehow a bad thing. Maybe you think that rich people are just greedy, you know, jerks who sit on piles of cash. But let's break down that idea, because money doesn't change people's core values. All it really does is it shines a light on who they actually are. So if somebody's a jerk with a lot of money, well, guess what? They were probably a jerk long before they had that money too. They didn't become greedy just because they got rich. They were probably always that way. And so when people say things like, you know, money changes people, they're ignoring the reality that character isn't about what's in your wallet. It's about what's in your heart. And sure, money can expand your reach, but it doesn't alter the essence of who you are as a person. And for a compassionate trainer, money opens doors to provide even more value for your clients, to support your staff, and the wider community as a whole. And on the other hand, for those who were never genuine or authentic, wealth will only make that more apparent. Don't let somebody else's misuse of wealth define your own relationship with it. Because money simply accentuates what's already there. If you were a kind and generous person without much money, well then guess what? Having wealth only will give you more opportunities to show that kindness and that generosity. I mean, imagine that. Being able to help more people, to donate more, to support your friends and your family, to give back to the community in ways that you were never able to do before, is that a bad thing? I don't think so. But that's what money enables you to do. It gives you options. And all these options, they're not just abstract ideas. I mean, if you think about it, the real world impact of having resources at your disposal. Imagine the power of being able to upgrade your facility, to be able to offer scholarships to clients who genuinely need it, or to simply just buy better equipment that helps you train more effectively. I mean, imagine the relief of having enough saved up to handle any emergency that comes your way without panicking. I mean, these are some of the things that money provides. And it's about time that we started talking about these benefits instead of just shaming people for wanting to provide security for themselves and for their loved ones. There's nothing wrong with that. It's actually a great thing. We should embrace it. And here's the thing about this industry. People get paid to solve problems. You don't make money as a trainer by accident. You make money because you're solving real problems for real people and their dogs. And the more problems you solve, the more value you bring into other people's lives, and the more income you generate as a function of that. And if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe it's time that you rethink what money actually is. If you're reluctant to lean into your value and to charge what your service is actually worth, you're not just limiting yourself, you're also limiting your clients. When your clients invest in training, they're more likely to take it seriously, to put in the effort, to get the results that they need. So by undervaluing yourself, you might just be creating a cycle where your clients are undervaluing the training too, and they don't take it as seriously. But money isn't the root of the problem. It's a signal that what you're doing has genuine impact in other people's lives, and it can make the life of their dogs and their owners better. So let's cut through this money guilt. You might be feeling,
you know, this guilt or disdain for people who have money. The idea that having or wanting something more makes you selfish is crazy. It's nonsense. And what's selfish is avoiding money and ignoring the impact that you could be making if you just took off the brakes. Because making more income means that you're able to provide more to your clients and the people around you, starting with your family and extended to your clients and your friends, even strangers who might benefit from what you're able to give. So here's something to consider. If you have the potential to create a business that thrives and brings value to hundreds of people, isn't it almost selfish not to pursue that more fully? The people around you are counting on you to take your work seriously and to grow it and to provide the highest level of care and expertise that is possible. So shrinking your goals to avoid discomfort isn't serving anyone. So if you're holding back, it's time to push forward and to see money as a tool for expansion, not a reflection of a character flaw. I mean, think about it. When you have more money, you no longer are limited by your own resources. You have the means to invest back into your business, to improve your tools, to create better training programs, to offer more support to your clients and your staff. You're able to contribute in ways that only financial security can allow for. I mean, picture what that looks like in real-world practice. Better training programs mean higher success for your clients, happier dogs. I mean, imagine being able to create specialized programs, unique services, even an online training module that allows you to reach people around the world. Money isn't about hoarding resources. It's about building a legacy and using those resources to create a bigger, a better, a more impactful business that actually speaks for itself. And so let's talk about generosity, right? Imagine having the ability to sponsor a community event, to provide free resources for underprivileged families who have dogs, or to give to a cause that is important to you. Imagine donating to your church or building a scholarship fund, or even setting up a foundation to support rescues and shelters in your area. That's what happens when you remove the money guilt and you see wealth as a way to give more, to do more, to be more. And that level of contribution, it's only possible if you have the means to make it happen. I mean, think about the joy of sponsoring an adoption event, helping animals find forever homes, funding a scholarship program for the less fortunate. How would that make you feel? Imagine hosting a community workshop or, you know, producing high-quality content that educates dog owners all over the world. Because none of that is possible without financial resources. So by pushing wealth away, you're also pushing away your potential impact in other people's lives. Money gives you options. It doesn't have to be all about big fancy cars, big fancy houses, ego-driven pursuits. It can also be about ensuring your family's well-being, providing a great life for your loved ones, and contributing to causes that are meaningful to you. It's freedom from stress, security in tough times, and power to make a bigger impact. The reality is wealth brings stability. Imagine having the peace of mind that comes from knowing that your family's needs are met, that your business has the resources to stay strong no matter what the economic climate is, and that you're able to give freely without worrying about tomorrow. How would that feel? Because money doesn't have to be flashy. It can be quiet. It can be used purposefully. It can be powerfully freeing. And it's about living with confidence and knowing that you're prepared to handle whatever life throws your way, that you're unshakable. So don't buy into the lie that making a lot of money means that you're somehow selling out or that it makes you a worse person by having money. In fact, the opposite is true. Money is simply the byproduct of the value that you're creating in other people's lives. The more people you help, the more income you generate, and the greater the impact you have. That's it. It's not good, it's not evil, it's what you make of it. When you're doing meaningful work and you're creating genuine value in other people's lives, income is simply the evidence of your hard work and the impact that you're creating. Money is an outcome, it's not a byproduct. Well, actually, it is a byproduct. It's not the ultimate aim. But once it's in your hands, it becomes a tool to further those values. The values that you spent your career cultivating. Use it wisely and it opens doors that you never thought were possible. So here's the challenge to you. Next time you catch yourself saying things like, I'm not in it for the money, remember this. Money is a tool that amplifies your impact. And if you're here to change lives, to help more dogs, to make a difference, then the income that you generate, it isn't something that you should be shying away from. It's a testament to the problems that you're solving, the people that you're serving, and the change that you're creating for other people. And if you're serious about building a business that not only brings an impact and income, but amplifies your impact in other people's lives, I've got something that will get you there faster than trying to figure it all out on your own. I'm offering a free, no obligation coaching call where we'll break down exactly what's holding you back in your business, why you're still struggling with money guilt, and how to start shifting your mindset to see wealth as a powerful tool for good. Now in this call, what we'll do is we'll dig into where you're losing opportunities, where you're underselling yourself, and how you can set up a plan to attract clients who actually respect your value. You'll walk away with clear, actionable steps to start transforming your business and your life. Now listen, this call is all about helping you get past the mindset blocks that are limiting your beliefs, that keep you in survival mode. It's about equipping you with the ability to make a greater impact, to build real financial freedom, and to finally feel good about the income that you're making. So if that sounds like the breakthrough that you've been looking for, go ahead, drop me a DM, book a spot, we'll make this happen. Your success, your freedom, your impact, they're all waiting. This could be the first step in that direction. Remember, greatness is your obligation. Success won't ever happen without your participation. This life, it's not just a warm-up. It's the only one you got. So take action this instant.
Thanks for listening. And if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com. And two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.